at the outset, it's always good for any industry to get a price rise. But, you know, because costs invariably have gone up. I see diesel is rising again. Invariably, the insurance costs rise, no matter how long it seems you're in the industry. The costs are very, very substantial for transport businesses. I'm a transport manager, and that's across the board. But how much can the customer bear? I'm based in South West Donegal. My transport from Glen to Donegal Town to Ardrath. And it's a finite market. I won't be getting too excited or pushing my prices up quite quickly. It's a small market. Prices went up probably 20% over the last 2 years. So taxis are getting dear. We're competing with the transport, a better bus service in the form of Localink, which is a great thing, but no consultation with the taxis. And if anyone wants to blame about lack of taxis, it's over-regulation, in my opinion, from the Department of Transport and the taxi regulator, and it's non-consultation in bringing in these bus routes, which are needed. I'm not saying they aren't, but they put severe pressure, take away business from people like me based in the heartland of Southwest Donegal.
And Derek, is it one of those situations where obviously the price rise is coming in to help the sector and to help the industry, of course, but because the almost volatile sector that it is, by rising it, it might end up deterring people from using the service and then as a result pretty much offset what that increase was going to be?
Exactly. It's in a nutshell. It's basic economics. It's demand and supply. You know, but you raise that price, the demand is going to slightly drop. So it's a fine line of trying to get more taxis going. And where I think this government policy and a taxi regulator bringing in the increase is probably not for what I do in the daytime. It's to incentivize the likes of myself and others that have cars empty and lying idle, perhaps to do an extra few hours at night for the nighttime economy, and more importantly, to make a base maybe to bring on drivers and utilize vehicles. Before COVID, I would have had 3 full-time taxis and subcontracted in others. Now I have 1 taxi, and I depend heavily on working with other taxis in Southwest Donegal to get a proper service for people at all times.